Hello and welcome to the Far and Wide podcast. I'm Todd Maffin. You probably know me from my videos about Canadian identity, history, and politics. Until now, this podcast feed has essentially been the audio of those videos. That changes this week, with exclusive content you will only hear here on this feed. Now, if you'd still like to get the video content, your best bet would be to subscribe to my channel on YouTube, which is free to do. My channel name is Todd Maffin Video, so you would go to youtube.com/TODMAFFIN Video. From now on here, you'll get more traditional sounding podcast episodes. I'm going to try for most Wednesdays, but I might skip a few here and there depending on how busy my day job is. So enjoy this week's episode called Canada's Iceberg Aircraft Carrier. Imagine building an aircraft carrier, not from steel or aluminum, but out of ice. Not metaphorical Canadian toughness, not cool under pressure ice, but actual frozen water mixed with sawdust. It sounds like the fever dream of someone who fell asleep watching the Weather Network and woke up with a blueprint in their head. And yet, during the Second World War, that's exactly what the Allies tried to do. In Canada, no less. They called it Project Habakkuk. Not the most intuitive name, but fitting in its biblical oddity. The idea was to build an aircraft carrier the size of several CFL stadiums stitched together out of pykrete, a new material made from ice reinforced with wood pulp. Stronger than ice, bulletproof, and slow to melt. So promising it made Winston Churchill practically giddy. You could shoot at a block of pykrete and the bullet would ricochet, which is a good party trick, and also apparently a solid wartime metric. But why do this? Why build an ice ship in the middle of a global war? Because the Atlantic Ocean had a problem. German U-boats were sinking Allied convoys like it was a summer camp canoe race, and aircraft carriers couldn't stretch far enough to cover the mid-ocean gap. Enter the floating island idea, a ship made from frozen water, stationed in the middle of the ocean, launching planes and protecting those convoys. Now, this is where Canada enters this story, not just as a bit player, but as the stage, the background crew, and most of the props. The prototype was built at Patricia Lake in Jasper National Park in Alberta. Not exactly the first place you'd expect to find a secret Allied military experiment, but it had what they needed. Cold, isolation, and a lot of trees to turn into sawdust. Canadian scientists fine-tuned the formula for pykrete, while conscientious objectors, Mennonites and other pacifists, did the back-breaking labor under RCMP guard, not knowing they were helping create a weaponized iceberg. And it worked. Sort of. The 100-ton prototype floated. It held together. It didn't melt until nearly a year later. With refrigeration pipes running through it, it could maintain its structure even as temperatures warmed. With something made of ice and lumber, it was more durable than half the bridges in Montreal. But in the end, it never became more than a prototype. Not because it wasn't brilliant, it was, but because the war had moved on. Technology caught up. Long-range aircraft filled the air gap. U-boat losses mounted. The urgency that gave birth to the project disappeared. And the sheer logistics of building a full-size version, requiring tens of thousands of tons of wood pulp and steel, not to mention the manpower, became unjustifiable. The project was shelved, the prototype left to quietly sink into the lake, and for decades, nobody really talked about it. And yet the story didn't end there. This project influenced Arctic engineering, inspired oil companies to build artificial islands in the Beaufort Sea, and helped set the groundwork for serious studies of frozen materials in construction. Engineers learned things from that pykrete prototype that still show up in ice road design and cold climate construction today. What makes Habakkuk so compelling is not just the audacity of the idea, but the way Canada took a supporting role and turned it into a starring performance. It's a story about taking what you have, winter, wood, isolation, and doing something extraordinary with it. It wasn't glory on a battlefield, but It was courage of a different kind, to try something nobody else dared, to work in secret, to labor for months without knowing why, to experiment under pressure because the war demanded nothing less. In the end, the project is a reminder that ingenuity doesn't always come wrapped in medals or headlines. Sometimes it comes disguised as a floating wooden icebox on a frozen lake built by people who never wanted to fight, but still found a way to serve. And maybe that's the quiet genius of Canada in wartime. Not just showing up, but thinking differently. Building ice ships when no one else would. Turning sawdust into strength. That's a legacy worth remembering. And not just because it didn't melt away.
KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.